North Korea pledged today to disable its main nuclear weapons facilities by the end of this year, while its leader Kim Jong-il met with his South Korean counterpart at the two Koreas' first summit in 7 years to talk about a greater peace on the peninsula. The two Koreas were to issue an agreement tomorrow, but no details of what it contained were yet known. Cardinal Nicholas Cheung is Archbishop of Seoul and Apostolic Administrator for North Korea's capital, Pyongyang. During a recent visit to Rome, he spoke to Tracy McClure about religious freedom, cross-border collaboration, and reunification.
At the point of 1945, there were 55,000 Catholics in North Korea, but the communist regime, they hate all religious freedom, so at the present, there remain only 1,000 or 3,000 Catholics only. No priest, no religious sisters at all. They all disappeared in the year of 1949. Sometimes I asked to the communist regime, at least one priest, but they say it is not the time. So I wait now.
How exactly has the church helped with humanitarian aid?
I know that the NGO action is the most active is the Catholic organization. They ask us to assist the food, and nowadays they not only the food but also the developing basic assistance, they say.
So these initiatives, do you see them as being important towards reconciling the two Koreas?
We must forgive each other. Is it during the war, both sides, they did some unhuman actions. So we must ask pardon each other and forgive each other. It's very important in order to get the reconciliation.